Loim de Daf Yomi around the world just completed Masechtas Makkos. As is customary, when we finish a Masechta, we declare Hadron Alach. The word Hadron means we will return. For the past month, Masechtas Makkos was our companion. It was our partner. It accompanied us wherever we went. It became an integral part of our daily lives. And now, we part ways. Moving on to a new Masechta. But before we do, we offer it consolation. Hadron Alach! We will return to you, Masechtas Makkos. There's a beautiful insight from the Chasam Sofer on those words, Hadron Alach Perek Elohen Aloiken V'Selikala Masechtas Makkos. But first, let's preface it with a well-known Chasam Sofer on Parshas Kisisa. After the tragic episode of the eagle, Moshe Rabbeinu pleads with Hashem, Hadi'enu Noaz Derechecha, please, make your ways known to me. And Chazal explained, Moshe was asking about one of the most troubling and timeless theological questions. Tzadik v'ra'aloi, rasha v'toivloi. A question so difficult that it can shake our amuna to the core. Why do the righteous suffer while the wicked prosper? Moshe was asking, Rabbani Shalom, show me your ways. Let me into your cockpit. Show me how you run your world. And Hashem's answer is very cryptic. V'samticha benikras atzur, I will place you in the cleft of the rock. V'ri'isas achayrai, you will see my back. But my face will not be seen. So what does that mean exactly? Says the Chasam Sofer, my face, meaning my present or future plans, that you cannot see. But the Re'isa is achayra. You will see my back, meaning in hindsight, you will understand why it had to be that way. Looking forward, Hashem's plan is concealed. But looking back, it all begins to make perfect sense. We all have troubling moments in life, disappointments, missed opportunities, heartbreaks that feel unbearable in the moment. The business deal that failed, the shidduch that didn't work out, the child that gives us grief, and we cry out, Hashem, why are you doing this to me? But later on, we look back and we say, Baruch Hashem that the shidduch didn't go through. It would have been a disaster. Thank you, Hashem, that the investment didn't come to fruition. We would have been in financial ruin. We begin to see the pattern. What felt like a makkah, what felt like a terrible blow at the time, was really a blessing in disguise. Says the Chasam Sofer, this is the depth behind the words, Hadron Alach Perek Elohen Aloiken. Hadron, when we return and review Elohen Aloiken, all of the hits, all of the loiken, all of the clap, all of the blows that life gave us, we now see they weren't punishments, they weren't calamities, but rather they lifted us. They protected us from an even worse fate. It's a leak alarm, Masechtas Makkos. They removed the greater Makkah that was waiting for us down the road. How often do we say, thank God we were outbid on that house. Good thing that my son was not accepted into that yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, we didn't make that shidduch. At the time, it seemed like a tragedy. But now we realize it would have been a huge disaster had it come to fruition. Re'isas achayrai, in hindsight, all becomes perfectly clear. Toward the end of Masechtas Makkos, the Gemara shares a powerful story. Four of the greatest Tanaim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, were walking together toward Yerushalayim. When they reached Har HaTzofim, they tore their garments in mourning for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And when they arrived at the Har HaBayis, they saw a fox emerging from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the other three Tanaim began to cry. But Rabbi Akiva laughed. And they asked him, "Mipnei ma'ata matzachek? Why are you laughing?" And he replied, "Mipnei ma'ata boichem? Why are you crying?" And they said, "A place so holy, now desecrated to the point that foxes roam where the Kodesh HaKadosh once stood, and we shouldn't cry?" And Rabbi Akiva told them, "That is exactly why I'm laughing. Because the same prophecy that predicted the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash also promised its ultimate redemption. So if the first part of the prophecy has been fulfilled so precisely, then I'm confident that the second part will be as well. The Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt in all of its splendor and glory. And that is why," said Rabbi Akiva, "that I'm laughing." And they responded, "Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva nechamtanu. Akiva, you have comforted us. Akiva, you have comforted us." Why the double expression? And perhaps because Rabbi Akiva didn't only offer them hope for the future, he gave them comfort in the present by showing them that Geula had already begun. Even in the midst of destruction, Hashem was setting the redemption in motion. Rabbi Akiva had the foresight and the clarity to understand, Re'isas achayrai, then in hindsight, we will all see that everything makes perfect sense. This was Hashem's plan all along, and that gave him comfort even now. So Hadron Allah is Likala Masechtas Makas. May Hashem remove all of our makas, all of our pain and suffering, and may we all be Zoicha to look back soon and recognize that it all made perfect sense, that every step we had to endure was all for our ultimate good, and our Geula is already on its way. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.